presidential nomination. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced a bill Thursday that would legalize marijuana nationwide and expunge federal convictions for possession or use of the drug. Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there, places where it's recreational. We see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot.
Six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper is heading to Philadelphia. Multiple news outlets are reporting the Phillies and Harper have agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of snow before 11 a.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 37, easterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Snow accumulation is expected to be less than 1 inch. Tonight, rain likely before 11 p.m., then rain, snow, and sleet between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m., then snow after 3 a.m. The lows will be around 31 degrees with northeast winds around 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. New snow accumulation will be between 1 and 3 inches, possibly. Saturday, rain showers, snow, sleet, likely before 10 a.m. Then a chance of rain showers before 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 41. Northeasterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow and sleet accumulation of less than 1 inch is possible. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 28. Northwesterly winds will be between around 6 miles per hour. On Sunday, rain mainly after 5 p.m., high near 41. Light and variable winds, the chance of precipitation is 80%. And new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch will be possible. On Sunday evening, rain before 8 p.m., then snow. The low will be around 31 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 100%, and new precipitation amounts will be between 3/4 and 1 inch, possibly. Start your work week on Monday with snow again before 8 a.m., high near 37, the chance of precipitation is 80%. On Monday evening, we have mostly clear skies with a low around 14.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help, 24/7, 365 days, no matter what the need, the challenge. We also coordinate sheltering for the homeless for both Hunterdon County and Somerset County, and we are here for you for basic human needs, mental health needs, senior family, youth services, employment, emergency, suicide prevention, and so much more, including our own programs and services, senior programs, telephone reassurance, and friendly visitors so that our seniors can age in place comfortably and safely. Literacy services for our adult learners and our work connectivity program. But I'm extremely excited today to have as our guest Jane Griffith. She is a social worker with the Hunterdon County Department of Human Services Division of Seniors, Disabilities, and Veterans Services. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Susan.
Jane and I are sort of partners in crime when it comes to senior services and how do we provide those senior services, programs, et cetera, to our senior population here in Hunterdon County. And, Jane, I don't think people realize that in Hunterdon County, the fastest growing population is seniors. So we have a lot of people who are in need, people who are on fixed income, and between the senior services that the county provides, the senior services that Helpline provides, and of course other agencies throughout Hunterdon County, we try to provide the best wraparound services we can. So, Jane, tell me a little bit about your programs. I know that you've got the Mr. Fix-It program, which is absolutely fantastic, and you also have two events coming up. We're going to talk about the event that we decided to do jointly, and that's the Volunteer Expo, because many of the programs and services Jane will be talking about, and, of course, the programs of Helpline rely on volunteers. So let's start with Mr. Fix-It.
Mr. Fix-It is a program that we offer through the Hunterdon County Division of Senior Disability and Veterans Services. I'm the program coordinator for that program. The program is available for Hunterdon County seniors age 60 and over who own their homes, also available to veterans, as I had said before. We do different types of repairs. The mission of the program is to perform jobs which, if neglected, would adversely affect the safety and ability for seniors or disabled residents to stay in their homes. So our goal is to help people stay in their homes and avoid having to go to assisted living, nursing homes, and et cetera, step-down programs.
It's very important, I think, for folks to realize that the first mission, I think, of any senior program or service is that ability to help a client age in place. And really what that comes from is the Older Americans Act, and many of these programs are funded through that. But if we think about the cost of going to a facility, and just an assisted living facility, not one with all the bells and whistles, a nursing facility or what have you, in New Jersey, the bottom line is $65,000 a year. So when you think about these programs that Jane and I talk about, really it's so somebody can comfortably, safely live in their home, the residence of their choice, really, and not just survive, but again, comfortably, safely, make sure that everything's working, make sure that they are retrofitted with the various things that they need. If now they're moving more slowly, they need some
grab bars,
shower bars, all of those types of things, a ramp leading up to their house. And you can't get better than Mr. Fix-It. These are volunteers, right, Jane?
Yes, I have about 25 to 30 volunteers, mostly men, a couple of women. And these are people who just generously volunteer their time to help seniors. Most of them are seniors themselves, and most of them are retired, but I do have a few volunteers who work either part-time or full-time, and they volunteer their time on the weekends in the spring and summer months, they are more able to volunteer their time, even during the week on you know, weeknights when the weather is better and it's staying lighter longer. And they do this for free. They do not charge any. There's no charge for this program. As long as you're a Hunterdon County senior, 60 and over, if you own your home, if you rent, we can come in and do repairs for things that you own in your home. We can't do repairs for things that are responsibility of the landlord. But Mr. Fixits do all kinds of minor repairs, everything from plumbing, fixing leaky faucets, replacing sink stoppers, unclogging drains, replacing floats in toilets. They do some minor electrical repairs, replacing outlets and switches, a lot of replacing of light bulbs. We do a lot of changing batteries for smoke detectors. We do repairs to screens for screen doors. We do air conditioning. We put them in the spring and early summer months, put them in the windows. We take them out in the fall. We do some repairs to locks. We do some repairs to sliding glass doors and the screens. We do lots of repairs on handrails. As I said before, too, we install grab bars. That's a big request that we get from seniors, especially seniors who have been in, who have gone to rehabilitation, post hospitalization, post hip surgery or shoulder surgery or knee surgery, post hospitalization, when they're leaving rehab and going to their homes and they need modification in their bathrooms or in their kitchens or in their entranceways into their garages. We come in and we'll either alter the handrails that we have, that they have already in their home. We may secure the handrails that they already have in their home. We may install handrails, and definitely we'll look at their needs in their bathrooms.
So it's for free. What about the materials, Jane? Who provides that?
The clients themselves do have to pay for the materials.
Okay.
But if they're unable to go to the store and buy the materials, if they're unsure about, let's say, the length of the grab bar that they'll need, the volunteers will also go to the stores for them. They make a lot of trips to Home Depot and to Lowe's, back and forth, finding exactly the thing that the client needs. If something is not available, the volunteer, depending on their own ability, might retrofit what's needed with something else. They are incredibly talented people who, often are very willing to think outside the box. And at times, they'll work together as teams. If one of the volunteers is unable to completely do the job, if there's something about it that is perplexing to him, he'll call me and I'll send in another volunteer to help him.
Amazing. And like I said, we're going to be talking about volunteers. So these Mr. Fix-It volunteers are absolutely fantastic. And if you are listening, you can contact Jane at the Division of Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services at 908-788-1361 to find out how you can be a Mr. Fix-It volunteer. That's 908-788-1361, and we'll be right back after these breaks.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. Here Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And Hunterdon Helpline, of course, 50 years old this year, is your first call for help for any challenge you are facing 24/7, 365 days of the year. All you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And today our guest, if you've been listening or just tuning in, is Jane Griffith. She is a social worker with the county's Division of Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services. And as I said before, Jane and I have overlapping clients, and we try to work together. Collaboration is always key. And she's been talking about the fabulous Mr. Fix-It program, which is obviously testimony to the many volunteers that you have, Jane, who yes. really put a lot of time and effort in this.
Yes, they're really amazing. I just wanted to add from what we were talking about before that Mr. Fix-It is not an emergency service. So if somebody has a pipe that's leaking, they need to call a licensed and insured contractor. So I always stress that to people, that they need to have on hand the names of licensed and insured plumbers and electricians in case an emergency does happen in their homes.
And if for some reason they can't access that, forgot where they put that information, they, of course, can call Hunterdon Helpline for additional assistance. So we're going to segue now, because Mr. Fix-It is an ongoing program. Every day you can call in, like I said, to 908-788-1361, ask for the Mr. Fix-It program. That's 908-788-1361. But you're going to have a wonderful event called the Mr. Fix-It Appliance Day.
Yes, twice a year we have Appliance Day, which takes place at the Hunterdon County Senior Center, which is at 4 Gaunt Place in Flemington. And Appliance Day is a program where seniors, Hunterdon County seniors, can bring in their small appliances for repair. It takes place on May 3rd. It's from 9:30 in the morning till noon. It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and people arrive with their small appliances. We've had in the past people bring everything from vacuums, small hand vacuums, clocks. The thing that we do best with, I would say, at this point in time, with all the electronic appliances that are out there, we do a really great job in fixing lamps. That's probably our number one repair that we need.
I only have about 10 I could bring.
Yes, lamps are very popular. So as I said, we start working at 9:30. The volunteers are stationed in a room at the senior center, and people come in. They
do have to be, I want to emphasize this, they do have to be 60 and over.
Yes, they have to be 60 and over, Hunterdon County residents. And they just bring in what they would like to repair, and we do our best. We've had sewing machines. We've had small fans. The guys do their best. They try. It's great because usually there are about 5-6 volunteers who are in the room working on the different appliances, and so they help each other out. If one of them is better with clocks and the other is better with lamps or small clocks, then they help each other out and they'll trade off on their places in the room to make sure to get the best advice they can from each other.
And what about parts in that instance?
In that instance also, the clients pay for their parts.
Now, do the volunteers generally have a bag of tricks with them?
We do keep on hand some supplies, yes.
Okay.
We do. We have a lot of lamp parts.
I can imagine. So that's May 2nd.
May 3rd.
Oh, May 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry, May 2nd.
May
2nd. You're right. You've got the flyer.
I have the flyer. May 2nd from 9:30 in the morning to noon.
I was confusing it. I have another event on May 3rd that we'll talk about.
You're a busy, busy person, and we are going to talk about that other event. So your weekend is shot.
Yeah.
But for a good cause.
All my weeks leading up to it, too.
There you go. But again, May 2nd, and that's 9:30 to noon. It is at the Senior Center, which is Foregone Place, which is right off of 31. Again, for residents who are 60 and over, they can bring their small appliances. And, Jane, it's free.
Yes.
But they do have to
free.
Pay for their parts and donations.
Yes.
And obviously
happy
running
to
a
take
nonprofit,
donations.
Right? And even government happy to take donations because, again, too, I would imagine that if somebody comes and they're unable, that those donations help offset the cost, I would imagine.
Yes, and donations are also requested or asked for if people would like to make donations to the Mr. Fix-It program when a volunteer comes and into their home to do the job. So after a job is completed and the volunteers get back to me about what has happened and the result of their visit, I send out a client feedback form so that the seniors can have a chance to let me know how the volunteer did. And at that time, we ask for donations if people would like to send in a check to Mr. Fix-It.
Well, that's great. Absolutely great. So you sort of segued into a May 3rd program you have?
Yes. I have created an educational series for seniors it will take place at the Senior Center, and it's called the Grandparent Series. There should be a lot of information on our website about it if people can't catch everything, all the details that I'm going to talk about. But it's a series that I've put together for grandparents, but not only grandparents, any senior 60 and over in Hunterdon County who's interested in learning about the challenges that face our youth today. There's a lot going on for kids, and they really need people to talk to, and their world is constantly changing. So one of the things that you hear a lot about in the literature today is that kids lack grit. There are books written about kids lacking grit and resilience. And what I've found working with the seniors at the Senior Center is that that's exactly what they have. We have seniors who are, you know, in their 90s coming to the Senior Center and taking part in all kinds of activities with a lot of enthusiasm and gusto. And when I sit and talk to these seniors, I find out about their incredible life experiences and all that they've done in their lives that have gotten them to this point today. And one of the things that is a constant theme that I see is that they have so much resilience, strength, and grit. exactly the qualities that we say are in short demand for some, absolutely not all of our youth today, but definitely kids today could benefit from learning about what seniors have gone through and what coping mechanisms they've used to get to where they are today. So the series is 4 lectures. They are all going to be held at the Senior Center. They're all on Fridays. They all take place at 12:30. The first one is April 5th, and it's going to be titled Social Media and Its Impact on Youth. And I'm really excited about this. It's being presented by Robert Castellano, who's the principal of J.P. Case Middle School right here in Flemington. So he's, you know, every day working with kids. He's got a lot of experience, and this topic, social media and its impact on youth, has been of particular interest to him. Really excited about it. Also, our second one is April 12th, and the title of that one is Secrets Kids Keep, Lies Kids Tell, and How to Talk to Kids About Both. This one is presented by Colette Bales, a beloved school counselor at J.P. Case Middle School. Kids adore her. They you know, come to her at lunchtime, hang out in her office. She's got incredible relationships and an ability to really bond with the kids. The third one, we're skipping a week in there. That Friday, that's Good Friday, we are closed at the Senior Center. The third one is April 26th at the Senior Center, and that's Pills to Heroin, a program that the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office presents. And that one will be all about substance abuse for our seniors to learn about the substance abuse issues facing kids today. And the last one is May 3rd, entitled Talk Saves Lives, and that is about suicide prevention. And that is going to be presented by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So we encourage people to come to all 4 talks. It's not required. There's no charge for these lectures, but registration will be taken on the phone at the Senior Center, and we are asking people to register for each lecture, and registration will be required at least 1 week in advance.
And all of these lectures start at 12:30 p.m.
They all start at 12:30. For more information, people can call the Senior Center. They can ask to speak to me, Jane, or Kim, and the number there is 908-788-1361. They can also look for more information on the Hunterdon County website, and if they receive seasoned years and are members of the Senior Center, they can look for more information in seasoned years. There are flyers at the Hunterdon County Library and flyers around town. So please look for the flyers, look for more information, and I hope as many seniors as possible will come and learn about the issues facing kids today.
And that number again is 908-788-1361, 908-788-1361. And if you haven't been to the Senior Center, go check it out, because you cannot imagine the opportunities there, the different programs from learning a language to dancing to learning computer technology. That room is always packed, isn't it, Jane?
Yes.
And really, it's... I made the mistake once for a client to print out the program book, and I was sitting there for quite some time, not expecting just what an incredible array, diverse programming list was offered there. So again, and then you also have access to programs like this immediately. So we're going to take a short break and be right back with Jane.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, But that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area started with snow today, which will continue. It's cloudy with a high near 37, and by noon the snow should stop. East winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, rain is likely before 10 p.m., then rain, snow, and sleet between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., then snow again after 2 a.m. The low is around 31. Northeast winds will be around 7 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. 1 to 3 inches of snow may be possible. On Saturday, a chance of rain, showers, snow, and sleet before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain, showers between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Cloudy skies with a high near 41 and northeasterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming westerly in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 40%, but the snow and sleet accumulation will be less than half an inch. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 28. Westerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. And then Sunday, we continue with rain, mainly after 4 p.m. The high will be near 41. With light and variable winds, the chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday night, rain and snow, becoming all snow after 7 p.m. The low will be around 31 degrees with the chance of precipitation at 100%, with 3/4 to 1 inch possible in accumulation. Monday, partly sunny skies and a high near 37. That will plummet overnight with mostly clear skies and a low around 14. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show, Friday mornings, 10 to 11. I'm the host of the show, Susan Lax, also executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, 50 years old today. And it is going to be a fabulous year. We actually have an open house scheduled actually three times leading up to a huge gala in November 2nd. So I hope you mark your calendars. Our open house this Tuesday will offer a continental breakfast at our offices at 1 Maple Avenue starting at 8 a.m. And we hope you'll come learn more about Helpline. If you haven't heard about us for the last 50 years, now's the time to get on board with what we do. Visit us on Facebook. We certainly are quite active there and constantly provide you with information about, for instance, the power outages this week, the snow today, and other information as well. And we have a new for-profit partner, and that's Max Challenge of Flemington. They are or have decided to take us on as their fundraising cause. They will start this Sunday at 9 a.m. to give you an opportunity to test out what they do at the Max Challenge, what it's all about, and that's a free trial. Members in the public are available or are welcome, and they are asking that you provide a suggested donation of $10, and that will, of course, go to Hunterdon Helpline, all our free programs and services, the things that we do from, again, our 24/7 helpline, but also our literacy services for adult learners of English, whether they be native English speakers or whether they be persons whose first language is not English. Our work connectivity program, matching folks in Hunterdon County with Hunterdon County employers. And, of course, our senior programs, which we've been talking about today. We'll talk about it a little more with Jane Griffith, who is the social worker at the Division of Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services for the county. So we hope that you will come on by Sunday morning. The address is 148 New Jersey 31. It's suite number 3. And they are wonderful people over there, new owners, Ari and Roxanne, and we so appreciate that they are taking us on to really partner and to support the nonprofit efforts in our community that make a difference for so many people. And their fundraising opportunities won't just stop on Sunday, but will continue through April 13th. So we certainly hope that you will take advantage of that. And for more information, you can call 908-681-7007. Again, that's 908-681-7007. So not only are you going to be supporting Hunterdon Helpline, but you'll get the opportunity to check out their fitness plan and all of the things that they offer during their classes, all free of charge. And we, of course, will appreciate any donations that you might offer. So, Jane, we're going to talk about also a wonderful effort, I think, since both...
If we do say so ourselves.
If we do say so ourselves, since both... Well, you came up with the idea originally and asked us to obviously partner with you because, again, making a difference in people's lives. If we actually paid for all the volunteers who work at Helpline or who work at the senior center, we'd be out of existence. We couldn't possibly support that payroll. These are incredible people. They give time week after week, some of them daily, again, without pay. They are volunteers, and yet I do say this all the time because volunteers are employees.
Yeah,
we may not
like
pay
a job
them.
For them.
Exactly. And, you know, what is their reward other than feeling good about making that difference in the community? So Jane came up with this idea to have a volunteer expo. We're calling it Pay It Forward, the Hunterdon County Volunteer Expo. It is on Thursday, March 28th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Route 12 complex in the assembly room. And Jane, why don't you give a little background about why you came up with this?
Sure. Well, many years ago when I was an at-home mom, I wanted to volunteer in our community, and I really didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know what all the options were for me, and there was not one place that I found that had all of the options together. I really had to do a lot of research on my own to piece together what local organizations needed volunteers. So fast forward to recently when I started thinking about my own volunteers and how critical they are. They really are the Mr. Fix-It program. And it's been a little while now since I've recruited a new volunteer. And what I found is it's difficult to find people who are able to make this type of commitment. There are a number of organizations in our community, Mr. Fix-It, Helpline being two of them, that really run with the help, the assistance, the dedication of volunteers. Without them, those organizations really would not exist. So I decided that it would be really great to have a fair, an expo of some type of gathering where all of the organizations who need a similar type of volunteer could all gather together in one place and be available for county residents to look into what they might want to volunteer in our community. So together you and I have reached out to some of our counterparts in the community. And so far, we are so pleased that Meals on Wheels will participate with us, that the Flemington Food Pantry will participate with us, Fisherman's Mark will participate, of course, Susan and Helpline, my Mr. Fix-It program, along with the Senior Center Fitness Program, which also runs with volunteers teaching of a whole variety of fitness classes. So we're just so pleased that we have one place where everyone can be, where we can explain what our programs require. They really require a very high level of dedication, so that type of volunteer is somebody who we want really to understand what our programs are before they make the commitment.
And what we're going to do is kind of exciting. We didn't want it just to be a room full of folks, you know, who have their tables and materials. That, believe me, the organizations will be represented at their various booths. But what we're going to do, kind of a takeoff on that 30-second elevator speech and speed dating. So every hour on the hour from 4 to 8, what we're going to do is have the different organizations, one after the other, present their 30 to 60 second elevator speech so that everybody in the room, a hush will come over the room, over the crowd, right, Jane? Everybody will hear a snippet of what is available at each of those tables, and then they will be free to go around the room, go directly to the ones that may have engaged them right off the bat, or go from table to table. And it should be kind of exciting, and we also wanted it to be convenient because, again, 4 to 8, we're talking about engaging volunteers, and as Jane said, sometimes it's difficult to give that time commitment. Well, we didn't want this to be a time commitment of just 4 hours to come and feel that you had to stay. So people have the opportunity to come, be there on the hour, get everybody's little elevator speech so that they can hear it and figure out where they would like to go or access all of the tables or stay there for the 4 hours. But it's up to them, and we wanted the time commitment to be very convenient. So, and I also think, Jane, you know, for the organizations, I think it's good practice to be able to, in a nutshell, articulate what your program is about and truly be engaging. It's going to be interesting to see if people change their little speech on the hour from 1 hour to the next.
As they get better and better.
Exactly.
At it.
You know, we almost should, you know, 7 o'clock maybe the best time. But I think it's going to be really exciting, don't you?
I do, and I think also some of us who are going to be represented there are going to bring along some of our volunteers so that people can actually talk to someone who's doing the work and find out exactly what it entails.
From the horse's mouth. So again, that's Thursday, March 28th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk about it a little more in detail, so stay with us.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. That is here for you Friday mornings. Hunterdon Helpline, 50 years old this year. It is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. We don't stop. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or visit us on our internet website at www.helplinehc. That's all one word, helplinehc.org, so that you can learn more about the other programs and services that we offer besides the helpline. With me today is Jane Griffith. She is the social worker for Division of Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services. And we have been talking about not only that department's programs for seniors, the Mr. Fix-It program and Mr. Fix-It Appliance Day, as well as the incredible month-long grandparent series. And I really encourage you to go on the website for Mr. Fix-It. That's Mr. Fix-It, MRFIXIT, at, get ready, co.hunterdon.nj.us. Mr. Fix-It at co.hunterdon.nj.us, or give them a call at 908-788-1361. Great programming. Great programming. All free. So access them. Really incredible. The Grandparent Series, Jane, for grandparents today, to really learn about what their grandkids are involved in, whether it's social media, what their culture is of the day as
grandparents
well.
And anyone over 60, really.
Really, to really know what the kids in your neighborhood are mm-hmm. going through.
Yeah.
You know, the opioid epidemic, suicide prevention, and unfortunately that is just seems to be increasing.
Yeah.
So, again, visit the Senior Center website. Call Jane or Kim at 908-788-1361 for more information.
Susan, I just want to say also that every senior who interacts in our community interacts with young people, whether it's at ShopRite or getting gas. You're constantly interacting with young people, so it'd be really great to know the signs, the symptoms, when it looks like somebody really could use some help. And seniors really can make a difference to be there for a young person.
Absolutely. To that point, Jane, we don't live in the same environment we did that perhaps you and I did growing up, where our relatives so oftentimes are down the street from us. Now families live apart. Your immediate family is your mom, your dad, your siblings, but grandparents are not close by. They could be on the other side of the country. And so really, as you say, somebody over 60, be that surrogate grandparent.
Absolutely.
Step in, be visible, but also be willing and
just
observant.
Even just a listening ear to a young person who just needs a friend, someone to talk to, some advice.
And we know through our programs and services for seniors that oftentimes the seniors, because those families are not around as they were back in the day, if you will, are themselves isolated, marginalized, and the reward to help a kid sort of get you out of your own rut as well. So I think really this grandparent series is phenomenal. And again, it starts on April 5th, four different weeks. Please, again, call 908-788-1361 for more information. So let's go back to our volunteer expo, because like the grandparents, we need volunteers. And I know with telephone reassurance through Hunterdon Helpline, we call seniors from 8 in the morning till 9 p.m. at night, just as a social chat for that person who is isolated and marginalized, but also medication reminders, other kinds of reminders, making sure that they're okay. And we have volunteers who assist us with that under the supervision of staff. And then, of course, we have our friendly visitor program, which matches our volunteers with our senior clients for that friendly visit and socialization, which, by the way, I've did some research on this. Most people think that socialization, Jane, is about your mental health. It actually improves your physical health, not just your mental health. And I that's my biggest takeaway from some of the research I've done on seniors, that we really need to understand that we're herd animals and we need to be with each other.
Yeah, but these are wonderful programs. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They couldn't run without our volunteers. So, Jane, as we discussed in the last segment, thought under one roof, wouldn't it be great if people who would like to volunteer but don't know where to begin, don't know what's out there, can come to this event and hear what the different organizations do, what their needs are in terms of volunteers, what their time commitment is. I get it. We're all running around like crazy. There's so much on our plates. But I will tell you, I don't believe there's a person on the face of this earth that doesn't have an hour to mm-hmm. spare to make a difference in someone's life. So the Pay It Forward Hunterdon County Volunteer Expo is Thursday, March 28th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can drop in on the hour. You're going to hear the elevator speeches, and you can go directly to the organization that you're interested in or spend more time going from table to table and really learning about all the organizations and the opportunities. And it's being held at the Hunterdon County Route 12 Complex Assembly Room. And like I said, that's March 28th. There is a rain date, but please, please put it on your calendar. It's not far away. Today's March 1. Yeah. And
that's the building that's right before the Hunterdon County Library.
Right. So if you turn off in 12. Towards the Hunterdon County Library off of Route 12, you make the first right instead of the second right, which goes to the library. And, you know, I've been at the Senior Center, Jane, and, you know, you mentioned before, we do have a problem engaging new volunteers. We've had volunteers, and I see them at the Senior Center as well, who for years, for absolute years, and we have actually a client who teaches at the Senior Center. She's been doing it for years as well, and she keeps on trucking. But we need new blood. We need to really infuse. Let's face it, Jane said before, too, that many of the volunteers are seniors themselves because they're retired. Well, what happens when we lose those folks who can no longer get out of the house and commit to this?
That, and also we need some younger volunteers who can lift an air conditioner and who can climb a ladder and can change smoke detector batteries in some of those 9-foot ceilings. So we're not restricted to just seniors or retired people being the volunteers of Hunterdon County.
And many of these programs are before work or after work.
Or flexible time.
Exactly. Or on weekends. So we've got to wrap it up, Jane. It's been great. I want to say that Helpline loves working with the Senior Disabilities and Veterans Services Division, everyone who works there. We all have something in common, and that is to make a difference. And Jane, you're certainly one of those people. So
thank you
for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I'm really excited about our program.
Absolutely. And look for the flyers. But again, for more information, you can call the Senior Center at 908-788-1361. Or, obviously, Hunterdon Helpline, 908-782-4357. Coming up next, Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com.